Well, well, if you've never met any obnoxious children, then you are indeed amongst the fortunate. For Maya's cousins, Patrick and Clarissa, were brats of the highest order. Patrick was a year older than Maya, but he was easily twice her size. He was a coward, but like many cowards, he enjoyed being a mean bully, pinching and pulling his cousin's hair whenever he thought no one was looking. Where Patrick was dark in colouring, his older sister, Clarissa, was fair and deceptively angelic-looking. Her good looks and wealth guaranteed her a following of admirers, children, and some adults who would do anything simply to get a brief, bored smile from her. What a pair of becoming children indeed! When Maya went into the dining room, her uncle was carving one of Mrs. Twinkle's infamously mouth-watering roast chickens. He paused.
Ah, you're here at last. Well, Maya, since you can't be bothered to be punctual for lunch, you shan't have any of these chickens.
Yeah, poor Maya. Serves you right, clever cousin.
Yelled Patrick in glee. Clarissa smiled spitefully.
Shh, Patrick, you mustn't be mean. She doesn't have a father or mother to teach her manners, you know. She'll have to depend on us when we go to school. But don't worry, little baby cousin. We'll look after you, won't we, Father?
That's my girl, Clarissa.
Her father smiled smugly. He frowned when Maya remained silent.
Well, Maya, thank your cousins. St. Anne's a very prestigious school that you're going to in Switzerland. Without your cousins, you'll be a nobody.
But Uncle Thomas, I haven't decided to go to St. Anne's. Aunt Molly said that if I wanted to go to the music school here, she'd look after me.
Molly, girl, my sister is just like your parents, always in a dream world. No, you'll go to Switzerland, and that's the end of this matter.
Thomas banged his hand on the table, causing the silver spoons to rattle nervously.
Patrick, Clarissa, go upstairs and play while I talk to Maya about school.
Clarissa rose gracefully from the table, trying to stifle her dismay at leaving behind Mrs. Twinkle's roast chicken. Patrick made no pretense of hiding his anger and pulled Maya's hair sharply as he walked past her. Tears of pain sprang into Maya's eyes. She clenched her fists but said nothing. What followed was an hour's tirade about ungrateful nieces, expensive schools, and the trouble taken to get a place, and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, the obnoxious brother and sister had found their way into Maya's bedroom. Clarissa pulled open the wardrobe and sneered at her cousin's well-worn, comfortable clothes.
Well, how can she possibly think of going to St. Anne's in those disgusting clothes? We'll lose our image as the best-dressed family.
Hey, run faster, you fat scruffy rat!
Yelled Patrick, poking a pencil at Hammy. The hamster stared snootily at the boy and continued his leisurely pace on the running wheel. To the startled boy's eyes, it seemed as if the hamster actually bared his teeth at him.
Ooh, Maya's into grubby teddy bears now, Patrick.
Fastidiously using her finger and thumb, she picked up Kado by the tip of his left ear. She prodded and squeezed the little bear's tummy and then, bored, tossed Kato onto the floor. Kato landed with a hard thump. Since he had to pretend not to move, he had to imagine rubbing his left ear and tummy ruefully.
Ouch! That's not very nice, Paul.
Patrick, this is impossible.
If Maya's going to be in our exclusive circle, she has to throw away all these stuff. Ugh, especially that smelly hamster and now a dirty, cheap toy bear.
She's not gonna be part of us, is she?
Of course not, brother dearest. She'll be our little servant. She'll know no one, and no one will want to know her. And all she can do is do what we tell her to do. That'll teach her for thinking she's smarter than both of us.
Cadeau and Hammy exchanged horrified glances. This was terrible. They must warn Maya. But how? Clarissa and Patrick were rummaging through the cupboards, strewing books and Maya's beloved music sheets on the floor. They were having a grand time, but jumped with fright when a cold voice sliced through their nasty laughter.
How dare you disturb Miss Maya's things? You may be her cousins, and she may be forced to go to your school, but this is her house!
Mrs. Twinkle stood at the doorway, every smile and sparkle gone from her eyes. She walked menacingly into the room. Her roundness seemed to fill the space, and Clarissa and Patrick cowered against the wall in fear. She pointed a stern finger at the door.
Go!
And not surprisingly, the brats crept past her and ran downstairs as fast as they could.